Blog Talk Radio.
I want to hear well done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to hear well done with me?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Block Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran, and I believe I have the pleasure of having the Teaching Heart Foundation founders, Carlson and Linda. Are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I see I have another caller, 850-851. Is that Tim?
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome, welcome, Tim. Tim is one of our public relations ministers, and I asked him to come on the line as he is aware of what I'm doing. To God be the glory and honor. And before I start, I would like to start off with a prayer, just asking God's will to be done, asking God to touch the hearts, asking God for his will to be done throughout the airwaves and throughout each and every person that we will be contacting in order so that they could invest into the kingdom of all kingdoms, in order so they could leave a legacy behind, in order for them to come in agreement with God's plan, because God's plan is for all of us to prosper, to have a hope and a future. So before I go on, I would like to ask both Carson and his wife to just to give us an idea of what is all this about the Teacher's Heart Foundation. What is it that you guys do?
The Teaching Heart Foundation, we're a nonprofit entity that strives to provide academic support for students that are falling below grade level, that are having academic struggles, and we provide interventions through our aftercare program and our private tutoring program to assist them in the areas that they are lacking. The main mission for the foundation, of course, is to increase literacy amongst our youth, support our families, and also provide mentorship with students grades K through 12 and beyond.
Great, great. And we're launching, and to get everybody updated, I met Mr. Carlson a couple of weeks ago as he was canvassing and doing what he loves to do, is supporting the community and reaching out to the community and letting the community know what Teacher's Heart Learning Center, Teacher's Heart Foundation does. And I was so excited that the Lord just touched my heart and joined in partnership with them and helping them. And in helping them is helping us. It's helping our community, is investing into our community. And as I was getting ready for this segment and I was praying, I said, Lord, what is it that you want us to say? What is it that you want us to do? And God said, keep it simple. Just offer each and every entertainment center, every nightclub owner who makes millions and millions of dollars in the state of Florida, as everyone knows, many people do not want to go to the Caribbean islands, so they come into Florida, the state of Florida. And as I was talking to Tim about our idea with approaching the business owners, he had a great idea, which he just mentioned to me. And if Tim...
Are you still there?
Hello?
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I'm not sure if Pastor Friends have a technical difficulty or something. I think we lost her. I think we may have lost her.
Praise God, I had a little technical difficulty. So as I left off, Tim had some suggestions that he wanted to make.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want to thank you for your efforts in your in our communities and reaching out to the youth. God bless. I wanted to call in and make a suggestion to the adult entertainment business in South Florida, asking everyone, basically, you know, everyone knows that the strip clubs, you know, they stay open 24 hours, and they make multi-million dollars, revenue. And I wanted us to challenge each and every entertainment business to step up and give back to the world's leading beyond in their expectations sponsorship to our Teachers Heart Foundation building. Fund for summer 2018.
Amen. We come in agreement with that. Could you give us some information, Linda, regarding this program and what we're going to be offering?
Well, basically, we're going to be offering basically discounts so that, you know, they could be used inside the adult entertainment, for the adult entertainment, basically.
Okay, so get me back focused. So what you're saying, Tim, that as well as us approaching the adult businesses and asking them to help in sponsoring and funding us, as well as these avenues with a discount card? So
yes, ma'am.
Is it possible? We could make a card that the entertainment could have available to those clients that come in, and the clients that come in as well could also donate to Teaching Hearts Learning Center, Teaching Hearts Foundation Center, and Leading Beyond Expectation, all of us as we work in partnership. Carson, so what do you think about that?
Sounds real good. Sounds real good because, you know, is with their efforts of doing what they can to help out. You know, it'll help each and every child strive to do better with their lives and to pursue their career. And that's what we're about, giving them the tools that is necessary so that they can succeed in today's world.
And, Linda, what are your short-term needs but immediate needs right now?
Our short-term needs, what we need right now is we need private funder for building costs, for operating costs, so that we can provide free summer camp and availability of more neurofeedback training for our participants.
And would it be correct for me to say that you're actually looking for a building between 3,000 and 7,000 square feet for indoor and outdoor, and you're actually looking in the Miami Gardens, Opa-locka, and North Miami?
Precisely. That's exactly what we're looking for.
Okay. And what does a day look like for Teaching Hearts? What is a day like for you? Because I know you're extremely busy, but what does a day like look for you on your daily activities, and what are the needs that you see that you say to yourself, yes, I'm doing this, but I still need this?
Each camper, each student participate on a daily basis in a very eclectic, rigorous academic and recreational schedule. Our formula for education is to increase student academic performance is the marriage between academic tutoring, neurofeedback training, and recreation as well. Overseeing the whole process is our mentorship program, which is Leading Beyond Expectations, and our Gifted University, which is our mentorship program through the Teaching Heart Foundation. So our kids are busy. They're exposed to cultural arts. They're learning. They get private instructions from math coaches, reading coaches, and science and writing teachers throughout the course of the week. The schedule consists of a day starting at 8 a.m. and ending at 6 p.m. What's even more is this summer is special and significant to the community and to the households because we are providing a schedule that runs Monday through Saturday.
Wow. You're also offering tutoring on Saturdays, which I know there's not too many people that do that, especially for the summer.
Precisely. Saturdays will be our target day for our students to receive one-on-one training from their reading coach, from their science coach, and also from their math coach. What's most important about our Saturday sessions is it will contain consistently throughout the 10-week camp test prep and learning study, which is important in the age that we're in now due to the fact that most of our academic content is driven by student assessments.
Wow. And I understand also that you have an offer from Alex Asimi that is willing to come in the summer and help the children and youth learn about being a pilot and flying a plane, which I think that's so interesting because I'm sure there's not too many organizations out there that you're doing, especially tutoring, you know, back, the swimming lessons. I mean, there's so much that you're offering that I just wish there's not only one of the entertainment businesses provide, but all of them provide. So I challenge them that they provide and that they put back into the community because, I mean, it's public knowledge the amount of money that these clubs are making, and it's public knowledge that many come to South Florida to get the entertainment life and do as they want to do. And we know that there's over $10 billion a year on entertainment, and we're not asking for $10 billion. Maybe $1 billion, but not $10 billion. But for right now, we just want to see who's going to step up to the plate first. Who's going to be the first stripping club to come and donate to your organization? So we're going to target the club called 11, Tootsie's Cabaret, The Office, Body Trap, Take One Lounge, Coco's, Playmate, King Diamond, Bare Necessity, and Scarily Cabinet. And, of course, we know that social media is quicker than a business card. So we will let social media know who is it that's giving back to the community. So I pray that the doors open because this is a win-win situation. They get 100% back profit. And how is that? You're a not-for-profit organization. All they have to do is write it off. All they have to do is give an in-kind contribution. Give us a building. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I believe each and every of these entertainment establishments has the will and the way. Linda,
Amen.
Carson, do you have anything else you want to add to that, or Tim?
Well, I do. I just want to say this is a wonderful idea. You have so many entities taken out of the community, but it's time that everybody, it's time to give back and invest into our communities. It's so many kids without parents, whether they're, whatever the cause may be, but we need to give back. And I challenge each and every one of the adult entertainment clubs and businesses to step up to the plate.
Amen. And Linda, you had something to say?
Well, I'm going to turn it over to Carlson, who would like to really, really stress the importance and significance of the mentorship program and leading beyond expectations for this summer group.
One of the things about mentorship, like Brother Tim stated, is that, you know, you have a lot of these families that are coming out from broken homes, and they really don't have what they need to succeed in today's world. So, you know, we stress, it's not stress, but we ask if anyone, you know, can please just go and check out our website so that they can, you know, just be a part of something that's really positive and effective towards, you know, what we're trying to do here, which is to please just check us out on our Facebook, which is Teaching Heart, and go to the website, which is theteachingheart.org, and if your heart compels you to do anything, just donate something, please, because, you know, it's really what we're trying to do here is to really push towards to help each and every child to succeed to being leaders, what God intended for them to be, and that's what it's all about, just giving them the leadership skills that they need so that they can have the know-how and to be able to articulate in the proper manner. So please check us out.
Amen. And could you please give out your telephone number and your address?
The address is 1331 Northwest 191st Street, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33169. Phone number of Linda DeSoma is 786-419-1381, and my number, which is Carlson DeSoma, a.k.a. Coach C, 786-285-5682.
Okay. Also, Linda mentioned that there will be neurofeedback. And for those that don't know about neurofeedback teaches the brain to change itself and helps attention, mood, behavior, and coherence and being able to understand many things that the children don't understand in schools. And just a little touch on it. Linda, could you let us know about what percentage of children you see that have ADHD and those that you believe probably have ADHD but have not been diagnosed?
I can honestly say in our experience, I would probably say, you know, ADHD is a diagnosis that is increasing, excuse me, day by day. And I would say out of a group of five, the statistics show that maybe two out of five students in our program and our demographics have been diagnosed with ADHD. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in doing my research for the last 4 years, I see that neurofeedback is not really available or even a resource for these children and their families, but people of other cultures, it's available to them. I mean, you could just research neurofeedback and just research neurofeedback images. There might be just one image of a child of a different ethnical background than being American and of not of our culture, so to speak, not to be, you know, racist or anything, but it's a fact. So this is another differential advantage with Teaching Hearts Foundation. They're offering a solution to not taking these medications, a solution to giving a child an opportunity to believe that one day that he will think normal, feel normal, act normal, and that he will be treated like everyone else is treated. So neurofeedback, in essence, helps the brain to operate the way it's supposed to operate. And we have other segments that we talk about the neurofeedback. But if you was to say, what is the benefits of having this summer program? What is the benefits of founding and funding and supporting and partnering with Teachers Heart Foundation is an investment to the world. It's an investment to the world. It's a legacy.
Amen.
That we all are going to leave behind because we're helping
hundreds of children, and as many know, children are our future. And we have entertainment going on in the state of Florida. It's not going to hurt them to give back to the community. In fact, it will promote their business, and it will be a differential advantage for them, because we'll make sure to let everyone know in the entire world that this particular adult entertainment center sponsored and believed and given back to the community. Without further ado, Linda, Carlson, Tim, if you have anything else that you would like to add to this, you have the floor.
I think that we pretty much covered everything. You know, like I said, it's very important to invest in our future, which are the kids. You know, we've covered this, but there's so many kids with broken homes, mothers, and you know, single parents, you know, working, you know, breaking their back, trying to work, and, you know, they may not have the time or the necessity to, you know, get invest into their child properly, you know, trying to put food on the table. But it's very important, very important.
Carlson?
Yeah, exactly. Same here. And that's what we believe in. And that's why we decide, as, you know, teaching art, to go out and do something about it, to create a solution and not create, you know, when there is all types of situations that individuals deal with on an everyday basis. And we hear the cries of the parents that they're looking for a program to actually help them, to help mold their children to be leaders of tomorrow. And that's why we're here today, to do just that, to help out in any way, shape, size, or fashion.
Linda?
I think you guys really, really, really summed it up. I believe that, you know, this communication to the world today through this radio show is going to really open doors for other businesses to just partner up with what we're trying to do to impact the children, you know, everywhere. And I think it's an opportunity for everyone to really just function as a village, if you will. You know, the saying is, it takes a village to, you know, to raise, you know, our kids, and we believe just that. We believe that we're going to hear from those that truly care and want to join us in this, you know, fantastic effort to support our kids.
Amen. 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 I totally agree with what everything everyone has said. We've all said the same thing, and it's all about taking care of our community and giving back to the community. We all have gifts. We all have talents. We all have interests, and we all have a mission. And our mission is to help our children that are less fortunate and invest into their future, because it's our future as well. So I thank God for everyone that has called in. I thank God for the future listeners, and especially the future funders and partners. So I want to thank in advance that the Club 11, Club Tootsie, Cabaret, The Office, Body Trap, Take One Lounge, Coco's, Playmate, King Diamond, Bare Necessity, and Scarlet Cabinet will join forces with us. And as I was thinking earlier today, when there's a game, I bet you, and I know I'm not supposed to bet, but I could probably guarantee you that most of the guys that go to these strip clubs, they love to watch football games. Right, guys? And they love to bet on the football games.
Yeah.
Right? So let's pump up the volume and pump up and ask these football players and all these out there to join the fight and come in and sponsor us. Give some money.
Go, 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 go. Y'all better ready to play. We've been beat down ever since we came out here. We've been real, man. We play for this. It's our country. It's our sport. Come on, my dog. Man, we're ready to play. I'm goddamn bust. I'm going to bust some clock and bust some more. And then after that, I'm going to bust them again. You don't kick yourself. They don't kick back in jail. I'm going to get back out. Somewhere to play, man. I'm down for my goodness. I'm down for all y'all.
Foundation and let the world know, yup, they closed him down, but he came back on top of all the clubs by donating to the Teaching Heart Foundation.
Amen.
So let's get ready to call these people up, see who's going to step up to the plate. Until next Saturday, we'll let everybody know what happened this week with all these adult entertainment centers. Until further ado, the Word of God says in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved, because it is with your mouth that you confess and your heart that you believe. And my heart's desire is first that everyone be saved, sanctified, justified, and redeemed by the blood, and most important, that their names is written in the book of life. So God bless you, Tim, and your family. God bless every listener, every future listener, and I lift up, as always, Alan Levy, the CEO of Block Talk Radio. Until next time, God bless. Bye-bye.